This is the Fig City News Community Calendar for Thursday, January 8, 2026, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. This roundup covers events through Martin Luther King Jr. Day on January 19, starting with music and performances. Today at the Cooper Center, singer and multi-instrumentalist Roger Tinknell leads a Beatles and Beyond concert at 1:30 p.m. in the Multipurpose Room at 345 Walnut Street in Newtonville. The program features pop, rock, and folk rock songs from the 1960s and early 1970s. On Saturday, January 10th, award-winning singer-songwriter Hallie Neal performs with her trio featuring upright bass and fiddle in a Newton House concert at 7 p.m. Register to receive the location. Suggested donation is $35 per person. Sunday, January 11th, the Isabel Olley Art Band performs Celtic fiddle music at the Newton Free Library at 2 p.m. Isabel Olley Art is the current national Scottish fiddle champion. On Wednesday, January 15th, the Lydian String Quartet holds an open rehearsal at the Allen Center at 7:30 p.m., the second in a series of four as they work through the Beethoven string quartets. Newton Theatre Company opens its production of Our Town on January 16th at St. John's Episcopal Church in Newtonville. Performances run January 16th, 17th, 23rd, 24th, 30th, and 31st. Seating is limited. Rock Voices Community Rock Choir performs their greatest hits concert on Saturday, January 17th at 7 p.m. at Newton South High School. And on Sunday, January 18th, Pro Arte Chamber Orchestra presents A Musical Menagerie, a family concert at 3 p.m. at Newton City Hall's War Memorial Auditorium. Conductor Connor Gray Covington leads the program. Free tickets are available through the Pro Arte website. Turning to government and civic events, this evening, Newton's four area councils representing Newton Highlands, Newtonville, Upper Falls, and Waubon hold a joint ceremony to swear in their newly elected members at 5:30 p.m. at City Hall. All are welcome. Tomorrow, January 9th, there's a community meeting about UMass Mount Ida and Oak Hill Park at 9 a.m. on the UMass Amherst Charles River campus, formerly the Mount Ida campus, in the Campus Center private dining room. State Representative Amy Sangiolo holds office hours tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. in Room 211 at Newton City Hall. Contact her office at 617-722-2425 extension 7317 to schedule a meeting outside those hours. On Monday, January 12th, State Representative Greg Schwartz holds office hours from 10 to 11:30 a.m. in Room 211 at Newton City Hall. No appointment is necessary. For library programs, on Saturday, January 10th, the Newton Free Library holds an information session for volunteers interested in helping community members learn English. The Zoom session begins at 10 a.m. with training for new volunteers on Saturday mornings through January and February. On Wednesday, January 15th, the Newton History Series presents Kimberly Tony speaking on Land as Archive in the Native Northeast at 7 p.m. at the Newton Free Library. Tony is the inaugural coordinating curator of Native American and Indigenous collections at Brown University. Also this evening, Ty Burr's Movie Club screens the film Her at the West Newton Cinema at 6:30 p.m. with a post-screening discussion. Tickets are $20. For outdoor activities, the Newton Conservators host a winter plant and tree identification walk in Kennard Park on Sunday, January 11th, from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., led by naturalist Jeff Adams. For families and children, the Cooper Center offers music and movement classes for children ages 0 to 5 with their grandparents or caregivers every Monday from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. at 345 Walnut Street in Newtonville. Family access of Newton. Early Learning Center at 492. Waltham Street in West Newton holds open houses on Sunday, January 11th, from 10 to 11:30 a.m. Thursday, January 22nd, and Wednesday, January 28th. Parks, Recreation and Culture is offering youth swimming lessons at the Newton North Pool and lifeguard training courses during February and April vacation weeks. For Martin Luther King Jr. Day, on Monday, January 19th, the 58th Annual Community Celebration begins at 9 a.m. at First Unitarian Universalist Society in Newton at 1326 Washington Street in West Newton. The program includes reflection, music, student voices, and children's programming with story starters, followed by a reception and community resource fair. The Wells Avenue Y hosts a day of service from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. where participants can write letters to seniors in local nursing homes. All supplies are provided. A few other items to note. Christmas tree curbside pickup runs through January 16th on your regular trash collection day. Place undecorated natural trees at the curb by 7 a.m. Newton Community Education has open registration for winter programs and summer camps with adult classes including painting, real estate planning, mahjong, yoga, cooking, and guitar. And the Friends of Newton Cemetery and Arboretum is accepting applications for its 2026-2027 Artist-in-Residence program through February 14th. A full list of community events is available at figcitynews.com.